Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive. I like saying Towson. I wish I were saying more Towson and Tigers and March Madness. Unfortunately, there was a defeat on the basketball court earlier in the week at the hands of lowly Delaware. But we will still be going to the CVP this week. We're going to be at Towson at the CVP on Friday doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. They have a delicious crab cake there. I did have the nachos there over the weekend as well as the omelet for the noon tip-off. But it's March Madness time, and the Magic 8-Ball will be with me on Friday. Next Friday, and there will actually be basketball being played. We'll be at Pizza John's in Essex. And I always quiz people who aren't from Dundalk or Essex or like Ragsdale or Middle River if they know about Pizza John's. I may do that with John Martin momentarily. But I am bringing Dave Sheinen, longtime baseball and Olympics reporter from the Washington Post, out to talk a little baseball. He had a great piece last week about analytics in the game and different things going on there. So that is the 21st. And then later on in the month, we're going to be actually beginning of April, we're going to be back at Fadley's to kick off baseball season. This guy is a baseball fan. He can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait so much. And I'm going to Toronto for opening day. John Martin, executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, who stumped me last week with a pop quiz. And I saw what you did there, Tricky John Martin, because I've heard the ads right here at WNST that it's Gambling Awareness Month. You tricked me on one of those six questions last week. So you're making me think, think, think. How are you? Happy March Madness to you this week, right? Like it's basketball, it's hockey. We got Ovechkin, we got baseball, we got free agency. It's springtime here, is it not?
It is lovely springtime weather here in the mid-Atlantic, and we look forward to all good things coming up. You're right. We've got March is a very busy month, as you already correctly identified. It is Problem Gambling Awareness Month, and we continue to be strong proponents of that and all that we do on the lottery side, casino gaming, and sports wagering front. So for all the details, check us out at mdlottery.com. Or consult with Nestor Aparicio for all things problem gambling awareness
Okay,
related.
so while we're on that topic, because we talk about this a lot, what is your number one? This is a really good question for you. What's your number one message? There's a number and all that, but just something to give somebody pause for thought, because I think a lot of these ads kind of do that. And you kind of stopped me. We had a chuckle last week and whatnot. And I've talked about this forever that I'm not a sports gambler. I have a hard time thinking about sports in that way after 35 years on the air of not doing what I see on television, which is who are we going to bet on the game tonight? There's a lot of that that's going around. That's my number one thing, is just how different the world has become very, very quickly.
The number one thing is, and it's probably more than one thing as you break it apart, is and it's encapsulated in our message, play responsibly. And what that just means is have a plan, stick with it, don't chase your losses. Do it when it's a social environment and you've got people and you can enjoy the game as a game and not as a financial obligation. There are so many things tied to it, and I can fully appreciate, we talk about these things. We talk to our good friends at the Maryland Center of Excellence and other community outreach and services that you can find at 1-800-GAMBLER. But the whole idea is that most people, most of the time, are playing within their means. They're playing responsibly. So no one should take away from this that this is a raging epidemic. But even if it's one person, that's you want to reach them and you want to provide the help and the assistance. So it's great to have some fun with it. It's great to enjoy it. Have a budget, have a time plan, stick with it. If you find out it's not fun anymore, there are people who can help, and there you can find them at 1-800-GAMBLER.
When I found out it wasn't fun anymore, when I could never get my March Madness pools right, and I thought I knew something about basketball. You know what I mean? It is that time of the year. It is March Madness, but you got big jackpots going on. My wife, you almost
We
caught my
do.
wife's attention at the Wise the other night as she was checking out. She's like, John's going to want to talk jackpots with you a little bit this week. And I've also heard the ads too. We got a couple of big ones, right?
They are rolling in a positive direction, which is always good to report. They are
On
both
Baltimore
in.
Positive, especially.
Exactly. Let's see what I did there. Kind of
I
worked that
saw that.
in.
I
Didn't
saw
even
that.
realize that. They are significant triple digits for anyone, I think, would fair to say. As we speak, we're over $350 million on the Powerball and well over $270 million on the Mega Millions, and we hope that those things continue to grow. Of course, they are. You can go to mdlottery.com to find out the dates of those drawings and the rolling jackpots. So people hopefully will enjoy that, have some fun, and it's been a while, Nestor, that I've had to dust off my.
I was going to ask you, because you are a little bit, if people want to understand John Martin, the life of John Martin, it's a little bit like, you remember in Wayne Manor in Batman, there was like a special red phone that like when someone hits this thing at 11 o'clock at night, you sort of know by midnight. And if someone in White Marsh were to, someone in White Marsh or right here in Parkville area won 3.3 million. We talked about it a couple weeks ago,
Yes,
but
yes.
353 million would,
That's a
it
lot.
would
That gets
lead
me out
to,
of bed.
we would wake up in the morning and we'd say, oh my God, someone in Glen Burnie won, or someone in, Paradise. People don't know where Paradise is. It's near Catonsville. It's just inside the Beltway of Catonsville. But somebody here wins. It really, it's a big deal in your office. It
It
is.
is a big deal, and it's certainly a big deal for the winner. But yeah, we'd like to do that. We enjoy getting out in the community and handing those big oversized checks. It's hard to take those to the bank, but you get the idea.
What
You
really
have.
happens? Like, seriously, do you get a text, a phone call? Like, what is your life and the
Well, first
life
of all,
of running the lottery?
they know not to wake me unless it's really, really important.
It's
So that's the first thing.
$353 million.
No, yeah, I'm saying, well, that's really, really important.
Okay, all
I
right. So
mean,
we didn't wake you. You would be awakened. Okay, next thing.
I would be awakened gently. Alfred the Butler comes in. I'll take your. I'll take
I knew
your
you'd
Wayne
have fun with
Manor.
this.
First of all, we confirm as best we can that we do have a winning ticket
Holy
sold. We
Powerball, we've got a winner, John.
and so the first outreach is to that retailer, just to confirm and make sure that they may get some contacts from media. And we help them kind of counsel them because they are in fact big winners as well. When jackpots get this big, they win $100,000, and that's good news to them. So then
I hope you
we
sold it at Costas.
yeah, right. Yeah, Pete does as well. So yeah, you go through those preparations. But as we talked before, it's been years since there was that frenzy in the media, right, where they
When
would
have you
actually
had a big
show up.
one? When is like, I mean, there was a huge one in Lona Coning. We talk about that, baseball town way out on the west side of the state. But I can't, I mean, I've known you a number of years and we haven't had a big one, a Powerball or a Mega Millions big winner here in 5 years, maybe.
Well, the first one I remember that was probably the beginning of the end, and by that I mean the media kind of changed was boy, I'm going to get this wrong. I want to say it was maybe 2012.
Oh, it's a long time ago. Okay.
And it was a big Mega Millions win that we shared with multiple states, and I think we reported early we were one of three states that sh a share jackpot. And I can remember the director of the lottery at that time standing in the parking lot of the 7-Eleven where it was sold. And it was like a good old-fashioned press conference, standing in front of microphones in front of him and cameras, because at that point, that was a big deal. It was a $650 million jackpot.
Split three ways. It was a $200 million win. Okay.
But that was the media thing. I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty cool. Now, if we were to sell one of these things, I'd be standing in the parking lot holding, 4th of July sparklers, and no one would show up. So, the media has kind of moved on from that. It really takes $1 billion plus jackpots to get the media to come out. But that's, again, it's still important to the retailer. It's clearly important to the player. So yeah, we look forward to it. I hope in my career, I'm on the back nine of life here. I hope in my career I get one more of those before I hang it up. That'd be nice.
Be like Sudden Sam McDowell, or in this case Charlie Morton, trying to help us out here. John Martin is here. We don't just talk about Mega Millions, Powerball. We always talk about responsible gaming. We'll get to sports wagering in a minute because I know you have some numbers report, but baseball and baseball season. We talk March Madness. I mean, so much of what you and I wind up talking about in regard to the lottery and different things is sports has kind of always been this backdrop, and now sports wagering is part of this. But baseball and home run riches, that's been going on. I mean, I remember when Gary Renicky hit the $1 million grand slam for some nice lady. You can Google that. 1982, 83, 84, back when I was a kid, there was a a big home run that was hit on behalf of the lottery, being involved with Home Run Riches. And how many, I mean, to strike this up, we're going on 40, 50 years of doing this with baseball. And you've tried to make this more fun year after year. I know with the Orioles that they moved the fence in. So you're going to have to give more money away this year, John. And we're going to
Well,
have more pitchers here giving up more home runs.
we'll take our chance of that. Unless they move it right behind shortstop, I'm not too concerned yet. But the version this year of Home Run Riches, our $5 fast play ticket, is called Walk Off Winnings, and it's got a new feature to the ticket. So in addition to matching numbers, when you play a fast play game, Nestor, or with a scratch off game, typically we give you the winning numbers and then your numbers, and you try to match those. So that's the basic element of the game. But we have, in this case, a walk off winnings bonus game, a new feature this year, where you match a symbol on the bottom half of the ticket, and hopefully, if you do match, there'll be cash prizes involved in that. So that's a fun little wrinkle of the game. But those tickets can be entered into our Contestant of the Game contest. And you can go to mdlottery.com for all the details and find out how you can turn out that $5 investment in a Home Run Riches ticket into potentially $500 if you're selected as a contestant of the game for any one of the 162 ball games. And you get $500 for every Orioles home run hit that game that you are the contestant of the game. And if one of those should be a grand slam, you get $5,000. So lots to be interested in through each and every game of the season.
This is the one where, when I read the fine print on our little deal we have, where I promote the Maryland Lottery and give out tickets and stuff, where wah, 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 I can't win. And this is one where I really wish I could win. You know, our contestant of the game tonight, Nestor Aparicio of Towson, Maryland, and we would sit there and on every single at bat, be like, just give me I'm not trying to be greedy. Just three home runs tonight. That's not greedy to me, but that would be a big night if you are the winner and they hit three for you that night. That would be really nice. Four would be crazy, but man, if it's a night like that, Belanger's playing, and you know what I mean, we got no chance, and we're in some. I just want everyone to win a lot of money when they do this because I
Yeah,
really
and we do
do.
too.
I notice it now, just being a lot, like when I'm watching the game, I'm like, when a home run gets hit, somebody somewhere in this state's jumping up and down, their friends are at the house, and
Yeah.
I think that's kind of fun.
It is, and we put the contestants on the website at mdlottery.com. So we will draw contestants typically for the month ahead. So people can enter now, and the entry deadline for the first wave will be March 23rd. So on March 24th, we will pick all through the month of April. So
I
people
want to
can
have
find
these
out.
people on the show, John. Like when somebody, when the Orioles hit a grand slam, any grand slam, somebody's won 5 grand. It's somebody that plays Home Run Riches. It's somebody in our state. It's somebody that's probably an Oriole fan to begin with because that's why they would play Home
Oh,
Run Riches
absolutely.
as opposed to like playing Monopoly or doing a different kind of game. And they might not even necessarily be a sports gambler, and we'll get the sports gambling numbers. They're just somebody that plays the lottery, likes baseball, and watches the games. I just think that's exciting. When they hit a grand slam, like, I can't imagine
Well,
how excited you'd be if you're that person. That's kind of neat.
and obviously I'm prohibited from being in that situation as well. But you're right to know that you're selected for a game, next Thursday's game, and then realize every pitch, you're on the edge of your seat. And
But
then
grand
should they,
slams are random too, like having the
well, but I
bases
mean
loaded and just in a general sense,
just the notion that any time a pitch could be a home run.
Sure.
And then you see, oh, they walk a guy. Oh, a guy gets a hit. Oh, they hit a batter. Wait a minute. The bags are loaded. Now that frenzy is even more heightened. Oh, it's got to be a roller coaster
It
for
would be
these
like
folks.
everything Earl Weaver would be against, because with two guys on, you'd be rooting for the 3-run home run. If I'm the lottery contestant that night, no. Load the bases.
Yeah, lean
I
into
would
one.
get greedy quick. I really would. I would get greedy
Right.
quick. Yeah. John
Right.
Martin is here. He is not greedy. He is giving away more money this year in Home Run Riches because the Orioles moved the fences in. But that's not all that's going on. And we've talked responsible wagering and sports wagering. And I remember back we opened casinos and we had to go to the casinos. And now everybody's got the phones out and all this. You have a little timpani every month as to where all this goes. I don't want to get too political here, but we are in Annapolis trying to figure out money and advertising taxes and all sorts of things that are going going on. But the lottery's money and the sports wagering money and all the years of me talking about first all slots, horse racing. I mean, I've been doing this 34 years. There is a lot of money that now goes back to the state that even when you and I started doing this 2, 3 years ago, that wasn't a report that you made every month to say we've made a contribution for all the people we see out gambling responsibly, having fun, even in January, February. Super Bowl was in February. Those numbers then come in, and it's your obligation and responsibility to report them.
And we had good numbers to report on the sports wagering front for the month ending in February, which remember was the shortest month of the year. It is that way each and every year, I know. But the month of February in 2025 was the ninth best month in sports wagering history here in the state of Maryland in terms of contributions to the state. There was, let's see, over $6.3 million of tax revenue that went to the state. In the month of February, which brings our year-to-date total for the period here in the current fiscal year to over $61.2 million. And why is that significant, Nestor? It's significant because last year, for the entire fiscal year of 24, we had $60.3 million. So here we are with still plenty of year left to play. We've already surpassed last year's contribution to the state of Maryland. And of course, the beneficiary on sports wagering is the Blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund. So yes, with all the talk in Annapolis about the blueprint and the revenues, we feel that we're able to contribute in some small way to that conversation and still have a few months left on the clock here.
One of the fascinating parts of this, and I know we talk about this at MACO in the summer, we get together and all the electeds get together, is that there was a number 5 years ago, 10 years ago, when this was all brought forth to say, how much revenue will there be? How many people really will gamble? I mean, I've opined out loud how many people would gamble on baseball when there wasn't a culture for it here in America in a traditional way. And knowing that I've been on sports radio for 30 years, and even being out in Vegas, there wasn't a culture around that. But people are doing it sort of incrementally and getting involved, hopefully having fun, whatever. But you see more of that. March Madness was always a thing. Super Bowl was always a thing. It's not a shock they moved the Super Bowl into February. But when you say 61 million last year, 61 this year, 60 last year, and your fiscal begins in July, those projections, I just find that to be the hardest thing that anybody could have guessed 5 years ago. Even the casinos guessed wrong in a lot of ways, thinking it would be more confined within walls and brick and mortar than it has really become a mobile environment that has made the numbers even probably higher than anything they got together in Annapolis and I don't want to say promised, but at least budgeted or thought or alleged years ago when we couldn't do this stuff, which was, oh, 3, 4 years ago.
Well, certainly they are appreciative, and we are as well to be able to support that. Again, keeping the guardrails in for responsible play, making sure that the wagering is on the up and up, to use a phrase from your past. But yeah, we certainly take responsibility very, very seriously. We make sure that we're offering entertaining options and working with people who share the same high standards for responsible gaming and offering a product that is appealing to the masses. And yeah, we do that each and every month, and we're happy to report these numbers. We should expect in the month of March, because of the tournament, an equally strong month. April and May and June will kind of see a predicted and expected decline because, again, the calendar, the sports calendar, is much softer in April, May, and June than it is in other times of the year. But I think, again, we'll have where will it end up on June 30? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Clearly, it's going to be our best year ever. It already is. So yeah, hopefully we'll be able to add some more money into the conversation and be prepared for next fiscal year.
We talk so much about gambling response, but you'll hear the ads, and you'll hear John Martin. If you caught last week's, I got one of the six wrong, or sort of wrong, or I've had to think about it too long, or I got the buzzer on me. So you can learn all about that. Yeah, I think we've covered all of this. We didn't hit the Monopoly promotion, and that's the one And I've said this, maybe it's the shiny tickets, maybe it's the community chest, maybe it's that I was always the boxcar. We wanted to talk about that. And when I say this out loud, it then shows up all over my social media that I played a lot of Monopoly as a kid. But these have been the most popular. When I go out in places, when I'm shopping at Wise, when I was over at Costas, I see people playing this game specifically more than any of the other scratch-offs I see. Maybe this side of the Raven scratch-off.
So let's hit that one because we do have a nice closer with this. So we have our Monopoly Second Chance contest. You can see all the details at mdlottery.com. But we just had our first of two rolling cash jackpot winners, and that is Janelle Ballard of Glen Burnie, Maryland. I am still counting up the final tally, but it's well over $125,000. The jackpot's now been reset and will roll again and be selected in a few months. But we also had $5,000 winners, and they are Michael Sheldon, also of Glen Burnie, Don Marcus of Hagerstown, Ray Clark of Baltimore, Brooke Bachman of Baltimore, and Terry Barrett of Bradshaw, Maryland. So the question to you, Nestor Aparicio, is where in the world is Bradshaw, Maryland?
Well, I mean, it's a nicer place than, Terry Bradshaw, who's actually very nice to me every time I've ever met Terry Bradshaw. But that is a I know there's a Bradshaw Road in Kingsville, Maryland. I don't think that's it. So I'm going to Google it up. I'm going to try to figure it out. But everybody that knows it, it turns out that it is near Kingsville, but it is actually between 40 and 95 east of Kingsville and north of Honeygoe. It is near Gunpowder. It is right underneath of the WNST AM 1570 tower. So turns out I've been to Bradshaw, Maryland by being near Bradshaw Road. So I wasn't off. I was off by 3 miles. I didn't know there was a Bradshaw, Maryland, though.
I did not. That's why we both learned something, Nestor. And people will tell us that you and I both need to learn a lot.
Dare I say
But
that you've been to Bradshaw, Maryland too? If you've been up Pulaski Highway between
if you're on
like.
Philadelphia Road, you've gone right through it and didn't know it. And I've traversed those roads for many years and never known that I was in and through.
My goodness, Midway Liquors. I mean, that's like right behind Bradshaw's, right behind there, Route 40. So, Joppa Town, it's sort of right around the
It is
corner.
right
So,
there. It is right there. It is
all
the
right, good.
epicenter,
Well,
and it is now.
congratulations. And would you say that they hit a grand slam if they got $5,000? Would you say that?
No, I would not, because it's
They
two
didn't win
different things. Don't
Monopoly. Okay, I'm
no.
sorry.
Don't
All right.
mix my
All right.
promotions.
I'm
This
sorry.
is not a bullion base of promotions here. And who had that on their bingo card? I did not.
I thought of you the other day. So I was cleaning my office and I found an old sniffer, and I just said the word sniffer out loud. It makes me laugh just thinking that the scented holiday variety ones are not here. You threatened me that we're going to do eggnog this year. John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Gives me these things, magic eight balls that I'll be giving away. CVP in Towson on Friday. Next Friday, we're going to be Pizza John's in Essex on the 21st. Luke's going to be coming out doing baseball. We're going to do a lot of baseball next week. We're going to be in Canada for baseball. I hope Geddy Lee's going to be there. We had Rick Emmett of the rock band Triumph on talking about baseball and rock and roll. And I think by the time next month rolls out, I'm going to hit Roz up, see if I can get some Monopoly scratch offs to give away as well, because that's a rolling jackpot, and we're having fun with all of that. Maryland Lottery reminds everybody out there, be responsible this month, every day with all you're doing. There's a lot of help out there. You'll hear the commercials. Listen to them. They'll be clever. They'll make you laugh a little bit, maybe make you smile a little bit, but make you think a little bit, especially if you're out and you are wagering responsibly. My thanks to John Martin, everybody at the Maryland Lottery, putting together the Maryland Crab Cake Tour and other inspiration and perspiration endeavors that we have here this month. Luke is out doing all things Ravens and Orioles. If there's any more breaking news, we've had a lot this week with free agency on the Orioles trying to acquire a little bit of pitching so we don't give up so many home runs, even though you don't get money when the other team hits home runs. So we can't have that around here at Home Run Riches. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive. Stay with us.